Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram filling in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show. Wednesday, December 11th, 2019, here are three big things you knew. Three, a federal judge has issued a nationwide injunction against the Trump administration's use of military construction funds to build a border wall. Blocks the administration from using up to $3.6 billion it planned to reallocate from military construction projects. Two, a Michigan Senate panel Tuesday passed a package of bills with nearly unanimous support that would shake up the state's gaming landscape. The overall package loosens some restrictions on Detroit's three casinos and legalizes online gaming, online fantasy sports contests, sports betting, and advanced deposit wagering and horse racing. Could be a full vote on that next week. And number one, on the same day impeachment articles are released, Democrats already are making plans to impeach President Trump again if he wins re-election in 2020. It's almost as if we've seen this story before. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday all across the state of Michigan. Mr. Gruber coming up this hour, Jared Walczak from the Tax Foundation, Julie Gunlock as well, Independent Women's Forum, and more. We'll hear from the president here in just a moment, but I saw this morning, and I had mentioned this last hour. It's perfect tie-in. Congresswoman Karen Bass of California already saying yesterday she's willing to impeach President Trump if he wins re-election in 2020. TMZ, the most trusted name in news, presented Bass with a scenario in which Trump wins a second term, but Democrats take the Senate from Republicans. Now, look, that's unlikely. The second part of that's unlikely. But she said, the question essentially was, suppose he gets reelected, you win back the Senate. If you do that, would you be inclined to take a second bite at the apple and reintroduce impeachment articles? And Bass says, yes, but I don't think it would be exactly the same, and here's why. Because even though we're impeaching him now, there are still a number of court cases. There's a ton of information that could come forward. For example, we could get his bank records and find out he's owned 100% by the Russians. She continued, you are absolutely right in your scenario, but the only thing I would say slightly different is it might not be the same articles of impeachment because the odds are we would have a ton more information. The odds of that, sadly enough, is that he probably has other examples of criminal behavior. Democrats already planning to impeach Donald Trump again in 2020, after 2020, making promises of more bad information to come forward. We've seen this all play out before, and it ended, well, it didn't end, but it got us to where we were yesterday with articles of impeachment being introduced by Democrats in the House. President Trump in Pennsylvania last night with a big rally. He had some thoughts about what happened earlier in the day. President Trump in Pennsylvania last night, cut one.
But while we're delivering historic victories for the American people, the radical left Democrats and the failed Washington establishment are trying to erase your votes, nullify the election, and overthrow our democracy. Not going to happen. Don't worry about it. I wouldn't lose too much sleep over it. And I have to say this about the Republicans. The Republicans, and you have a lot of great ones here tonight, your congressmen. You have a lot of great ones. These congressmen are great. The Republicans have never been so united as they are right now, ever. The House, the Senate, we've never been this united because it's all a hoax, and they understand it. They also understand poll numbers, but I'm sure that had nothing to do with it. But the impeachment hoax is about overturning your great 2016 vote, or in the alternative, trying to win the 2020 election. That's not going to happen.
And there's President Trump last night. There was a heckler or something just after that. And so that's where I kind of hear the boos rumbling toward the end of that soundbite. More from President Trump yesterday in Pennsylvania at a rally. Cut two.
Our polls have gone over the last month. They've gone through the roof. You look at it. Take a look at it. It came out today. the firehouse poll. The firehouse poll. It's an important poll. It was always good. I never looked at it. Today, I like it a lot. We're up through. Nobody can even believe it. So what Pelosi did, as I said, they do the impeachment. Then right away, let's do USMCA. Right on top of it. You'd think she'd wait like a day. She wanted to smother the impeachment crap. And that's probably what she did, at least to an extent. But any Democrat that votes for this sham will be voting to sacrifice their House majority, their dignity, and their career. Okay? And some of these partisan lunatics have already said that if they fail this time, think of this. How about low IQ, Maxine Waters? How about green? How about green? We've green. How about green, where he said, we have to impeach him, because if we don't impeach him, we're not going to win the election. This is what we're dealing with. You know, we're dealing with some very bad people. We're dealing with people that don't respect you. And by the way, you know, they talk about the elite. You're the elite. They're not the elite. You're the elite.
There's President Trump last night in Pennsylvania reacting to the impeachment articles from earlier in the day. And, USMCA, about an hour after the articles of impeachment were introduced, Nancy Pelosi expressing support for USMCA. Really odd timing, right, to get behind one of the president's main objectives about an hour after you announced your intentions to remove him from office. But okay, I suppose. So this moves on. Judiciary Committee could vote, I believe, tomorrow, which means a full House vote could come as soon as next week. And the Senate goes after it more than likely in January. And if that's the case, we've talked about this a bit this week, Democrats who are running for president, senators like Elizabeth Warren, like Bernie Sanders, might be forced to leave the campaign trail in order to come back and take part in the trial. And I thought I saw yesterday Mitch McConnell said that USMCA is going to wait in the Senate until the impeachment trial is done. So the House looks like they're going to send it over, deal done, but the Senate's not going to go and vote on that until looks like sometime after January, after the impeachment trial is all done. So that's where we stand on that. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on gruberhealth.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts to gruberhealth.com. Steve Gruber joins us next on the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at gruberhealth.com. Gruberhealth.com. That's gruberhealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.